We will call the board meeting to order with attendance first. Nick Bauscher.
Tyler DeHulst.
Barr DeHulst.
Samantha Shoup.
Stephanie Zweigart.
William Davis.
Josue Rojas.
Debbie Dean.
Stephanie Mathers.
Casey Kennington.
David Campbell.
All right, thank you. I'll now entertain a motion to approve last month's board meeting minutes.
I motion that we approve the September 2018 minutes.
I second.
All right, there's been a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, motion passes.
Sorry, you seconded, Tyler?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
All right, so now the fun stuff. We have three new board members. Thank you guys and welcome. I would like to... I think this is the biggest board I've ever seen, but I've only been on the board for a couple of years, so. So I'd like to kind of just go around the room just real quick, nothing like too long, but just kind of introduce yourself, what your role is with the school and kind of what your role is with the board or current committees you're on. And then like if you have kids, if they're at the school. And then what you like to do for fun, because it's kind of an icebreaker. So I'll start. My name is Nick Bauscher. I've been on the board for, I think, like 2 years. I'm the board chair I'm this year, and then I'm on the development committee. I have two boys. They're 11 and 7, and they go to OPA, and we love it. And I like to get out on adventures with my family, camping and hiking for fun. So. Tyler?
I'm going to pretty much mimic all of that. My name's Tyler DeHulst. I've been on, this is my second year. I've got a seven-year-old. How old is Camila? She's six.
She's awesome. She's adorable.
She's in first grade here.
And
then
child.
Two more on the way for OPA. Meaning I've got two other children that will eventually be coming to OPA. Not that we're expecting. That's been taken care of.
She's pregnant, is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay. Right now, in the world.
No, bite your tongue. No, I've got a four-year-old and a two-year-old as well, on top of the six-year-old. And I'm on the finance committee here, I've been told. And we like to go hiking and camping and all that fun stuff as a family.
Cool.
Laura DeHulst, I have three children, and they all have gone through the school. My youngest is in eighth grade. So Ethan, my oldest, started the second year of Ogden Prep's existence. So I've seen most of the phases.
What grade was he when he started?
Kindergarten. Yeah.
And you've been on the board for?
Like a year or two, like a year after that.
Yeah. Many years. How many years is it? How many years?
Should we count?
We're 15 as a school, right? Like 2003.
So 14 years.
So I've been on the board for 12.
So Laura's seen it all. So if you have any questions, go directly to her, because we're both very green. Or Sam.
Yeah. Your president and president-elect are both very green.
Years. I know, a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe only five. Because there was other.
It's in the calendar now.
Oh, you figure it out.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, you know, my life revolves around kids right now. My, you know, mountain bike racing, soccer games. Ski team will start up very shortly here again, and I love to read. I like to play words with friends.
Cool.
There you go.
I'll
move on to you.
Yeah. I'm Sam. I've been on the board. This is my eighth year. I have a eighth grader and a fourth grader here. And what else?
What are you doing on the board?
I am on the academic, and I'm on the math task force, and I'm a board member. And what else? Oh, what else do I do for fun? I'm not outdoorsy like these three, so. But I like to cook and hang out with friends and
garden.
Knit. What?
You garden.
And I garden. Yeah, I love working in my yard.
Cool.
That's what I was saying.
Do you like to work in other people's yards?
I don't.
Stephanie?
If you ever find someone who does, I'd like to meet them too. My name is Stephanie Zweigart. I'm the what's the official board member title? Community?
Community board member, yeah.
Board?
I think it is community member. Yeah. Board.
Community member.
Yeah.
So I'm the director of education at the Ogden Nature Center, and I don't have any kids in the school yet, but I also have a 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old, so they're probably going to hit around the same time.
There you go.
I don't know what committee I'm on yet. Is that already assigned, or do we get to pick?
It's coming.
Oh, okay.
we have recommendations. And you take them or you leave.
I'm also very outdoorsy. Our family likes to hike and camp. Obviously, with my position at the Nature Center, it's probably a given.
Cool.
I'm Bill Davis. I have a 15-year-old at New Ames and a 11-year-old here at OPA.
Cool.
We love the school, so thank you for including me in this. No committees yet, and I like outdoor stuff, but it was kind of introduced from Teresa, Miss Hislop. So we've started hiking and camping since being involved with school trips, so it's been kind of fun.
Nice.
But we love to vacation, so that's
travelers.
Yeah, travelers.
Cool.
So Josue Rojas, and I have Diego in 8th grade, and Joaquin in 6th over here, and I have a daughter, 17-year-old.
She who also went to OPA?
Yeah.
Nice.
5th grade all the way, and we like to go road trips.
Cool.
And you are from?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
No, me too.
You
have to say the R over there.
Debbie?
So I'm Debbie Deem. I'm an administrator here at the school, and I do human resources, try to help with the board paperwork and stuff. Assessment and scheduling and policy and data. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I started with the school when my oldest was in 2nd grade, and I was on there was 3 board members at that time.
Yes.
And so I was on the board for a while and started the parent organization, and my kids started here. My kids are at 4, 23, 22, 20, and almost 18 on Tuesday. And they all came here. Oh, I was in 2nd grade when the school opened, so they all came through here and finished through it. I just had my first grandbaby last week.
Congratulations.
From one of our graduates.
And, I like to travel. I went to Puerto Rico. I went to kayak in here.
She's a cruiser.
I do like to travel.
Cool.
I am Stephanie Mathers. I am the Dean of Students next door, so I discipline all the kids and absolutely love it. By discipline, I mean have them take responsibility and make good life choices and be amazing people.
Yes.
I'm also the curriculum director and literacy director. And I snowboard. That's why I live to snowboard.
That's why you moved here from.
Everything leading up to when the resorts start is just preparation.
How many days do you get a year?
50 plus. 59 last year. So.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome. Casey, you want to tell us what you're running around?
I'm Casey.
You like to chase your child?
Yes, this is where we're at now. She's coming. She said she was coming.
She's but she probably forgot. What?
We've probably all been there, my friend.
Yeah. I've been talking about it all day, so you should be so I'm vice principal here in the junior high, so elementary. My Stephanie to do a lot of discipline. It's great. I love my job. This is my 8th year here. Started teaching Spanish at PE. Never thought of being an elementary book. It's great.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Pretty much anything athletics. I love to go to high school sports. My favorite, any high school football or basketball game, and then anything we do with our family.
Cool.
Enjoy watching this kid.
And who is this?
His name is Carter.
Carter.
He just turned 1 year.
Nice.
Found him on the street last year.
They're not in order.
That's adorable.
And, does everyone know Amy? Amy, you can introduce yourself.
Amy Campbell. I'm here a lot.
Enough said.
Cool. All right. Thank you guys and welcome. It'll be a fun adventure. So, Sam, do you want to talk to us about how the board training went real quick?
It went well. It's done.
Cool.
Thank
Cool. All right. I like to hear it. I talked to Bill a little bit and it sounded like it went well. Do you guys have any feedback right now? Or went good?
Just that I don't quite get bored on track completely yet. I'm assuming it'll take some time, but couldn't RSVP.
Yeah, I could not RSVP.
Okay, no, they couldn't RSVP because they're not on, on the invitation list. Okay.
All right. Cool.
And then we verified that they're on like the board. The board at open.
So you got the email.
I got your email.
And then you couldn't access the. And did the email come from Board on Track, or did the email come from me?
Ooh.
But they're.
I think it came.
They're
from
in the board
email.
Group email.
I had Adam's attendees when I did the attendance. So
yeah.
I got the agenda and everything, so it came through on Board on Track.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
I got the agenda. I was able to download that. I logged in.
Got it.
All right. Cool.
But they are on the group Ogden, or board at Ogden Prep. Okay.
All right.
And Nancy Nider, you'll see her. She's still in there because she's still acting as our CMT.
But she shouldn't be in the board one.
Right. She's just a checkbox. She's not able to access unless I give her access.
I'm talking about the email. Our email. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Board, she's and she can be emailed from that system, but only if. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, we have the board where you can just type in board at Ogden Prep.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah. She won't get it.
Did Drew add it?
Okay. All right,
and we need bios from everybody.
Right.
Yes.
Did you send those in? Did you get the text from
everyone else?
I love it.
The text from
I got the notice saying that someone. I thought it was Andrew was going to email something to for us to access.
I got an email from Andrew. Though.
I didn't.
So I logged into the site and got that was in my Ogden Prep email. Though that I got it.
Okay.
So
and you did too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check your email and update your bio, right?
When did you get that?
Right after training.
Like the day.
So I didn't get it.
Update your bio?
Yeah. I can double check.
I posted a picture, too. So I didn't follow the rules.
Because I taught for many years.
I read the email. I haven't updated it.
So
I read the directions. I'm like, this is going to take longer than I have at the moment.
I agree. I second that.
So I'll verify those, not tomorrow, but possibly Monday.
And if you don't have it done by December, you get publicly shamed.
Okay. Can we just have someone make up our bio like Casey's is made up?
Yeah, this is great. I was going to say, if you really want a good example of a bio, read Casey. I can't get him to change it. And Andrew's on site with him now, so Andrew won't let him change it.
I wouldn't let him change it either. It's great.
When I submitted it, I didn't think it would really be posted.
Don't lose anything by trying, right?
All right. So we were not scheduled to have a board meeting in November, but do you want to talk?
Sorry about that. It's me.
Yeah, do you want to tell them what's going on?
We've had 5 violations from the student that we met with. So since he met with us, we've had 5 different violations. One was quite major. So he is out pending him showing up to another board hearing. And so we need to schedule a board hearing, which will just be for him to be invited in with his family and to respond to the infractions that have occurred, and then you guys can make a decision based on that. New board members, there are times when we have students go through different behavior contract procedures, and then if they get violated, they come before the board, and the board has several different options of everything from nothing to suspension to expulsion. And so we have a student going through this process that the board members did give kind of one last chance to, and then there have been some infractions, so that student will return to the board and will not be at school until he can come before the board.
And the reason it has to be the second week of November is because legally we have to give a 10-day leeway so that we can send a certified letter and they can receive.
Okay.
So that's the only thing that we have to do. We don't have to hold full board meeting.
No, yeah. We'll just do that.
Just a hearing.
Adjourn. So will be real quick, so look for that. You'll send out an invite.
Well,
can we just
schedule it? Is anybody absolutely not able in the second week of November 13th on the Thursday?
That's my 40th birthday.
The 15th?
Happy birthday.
Yeah. All day?
No. Yeah, I know, right? Especially.
It's nothing like tackling
disciplinary.
Can we do it the 7th?
Can
everyone do the 7th? Oh, sorry.
Wednesday the 7th, 4:30.
Sure.
Yeah, I can do that.
Make it work.
And it should be 30 minutes.
going to be out of town, I think, actually. Does that?
It's okay.
As long as you have a quorum,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have had the pleasure of meeting this?
Yeah, it's mostly the board members who I think made the vote last time that we really want
here. About 4:30?
Yeah.
And I'd like to do it in the secondary library, if that's okay.
All right. Next we have finance, and Spencer is not here. Do you?
We can cruise through it real quick.
All right.
So on the financial summary, there's really not a ton to talk about, but the first part of the school year, we have a lot of more loaded expenses than revenue coming in, so our days cash on hand did drop just a couple days, but that should come back where it was within another month or so. Our average daily attendance, we're at 1061, so that will start reflecting on, it reflects on, we changed the to the on this to the 1061 at the top, and the change is in the middle, so.
Is that going to, where had we budgeted at the beginning of the year?
We budgeted this year at 1085.
And we're at what?
1061. And we foresee that kind of.
So we have a new one coming on Monday. We have we're trickling back up, but.
I don't think we'll hit 1085 though.
No. I don't know, because our waiting list is depleted in 5th, 6th, 7th. So, and if you add too many more to the lower grades, they.
You know, which, but with Capstone opening, they've been heavily recruiting, and
mm-hmm.
you know, so that pulled a few away or some potential kids. But Spencer felt like in our discussion that we would.
You felt like the liberal replacement would be okay, and with any changes to the legislation, it might be helpful for next year because it's not really going to impact on next year, but the daily attendance will have some impact.
See what else did we talk about that are
a couple of tangents. It's good. It was like more like Amy event sessions
on the budget detail report. You'll notice that first line item is the 1510 in the local right at the top, interest on investments.
Oh yeah,
that's,
we did talk about that.
That's looking
possible.
Yeah, that's looking great. We're making how much a month?
About $2,200 and change, yeah.
A month. So we talked about the possibility of even moving more of our money into, we have a PTIF fund, which we transfer excess money into because we earn. And we can pull it out, but it takes about 48 hours. So it's not, we need to keep enough in the checking account to cover payroll and all of that.
Can we wait till March?
Well, we were discussing maybe a mid-year, like looking at it again in January.
Because it's a public trust fund and it makes more money than, right now it's like, killing.
Making
doing
really
very
good
well
money
in comparison to even some like mutual funds. So a public entity can only invest in that in the state of Utah. So we have a pretty healthy balance in there right now. And Spencer, he said he would look at it, run the numbers, but if we moved 100 to 200 into it, the possibility of increasing our interest is good because it's higher right now. Probably the stock market.
We'll still be okay because, you know, February is usually historically a bad month for us.
Yeah.
You think we'll still be okay?
He'll
probably get a little bit of wiggle room.
Well, yeah.
He's waiting to see, because if you look at the detail, the federal money again is on a real, it's like slow.
Yeah.
They're not paying out at the rate that they should be paying out yet. The federal government. So, tongue in cheek.
Okay.
All right. Any questions? Just waiting for money.
Yes, we're just waiting for reimbursements at this point. The first couple months, the reimbursements start flowing in more.
Later on in the year.
A little bit later on. Like the state comes first and federal is always lagging a little bit more. But yeah.
Yeah, you're paying.
All right.
And we talked to Spencer about doing a little bit more detailed on the next board meeting, and he can go over it in more.
Okay. You guys good? All right. Next, Utah Consolidated Needs Assessment Approval.
Is that your Consolidated? That's UCA.
Yeah.
So it's there.
Do we already vote on this, or you guys just brought the proposal?
We
don't already vote on this?
We do. No, we haven't already.
Oh.
It's not due until November 1st.
Oh.
And it's already uploaded, and it's up for state approval. I just have to have your approval and the needs assessment only. The state is moving from the UCA. So the UCA is the Utah Consolidated Application, and it used to be every single dollar that flowed through the school that goes to any school, that you'd ought to do all this program details, set goals, talk about how the relationship between the plans and how the money was going to be used and where it was going, who was getting it, everything. The state is now moving over to something called Utah Grants, but they haven't fully moved yet. So Utah Grants will be abstracts and funding, where the funding's going, and all funding will go through that from this point. Do you use that?
We just got moved over. We have a grant through basically the State Board of Education, and it just got moved over to Utah Grants as well. It's not easy either.
No, it's not. So they are, right now they're in two sites. So we have finished the UCA, and a lot of that will spill over for this year into Utah Grants, but our needs assessment has to be approved by you. So essentially, if you look at it, it is our everything that we think we need to do in the next 3 to 5 years, essentially. And it does this year, and then we kind of project for the next few years. It's all based on the data.
So we talked about this the last or the one before that, but we never voted on it.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Any questions regarding it? Looked pretty extensive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's the one half. So we did. I think we finalized today the other one, Utah Grants. Because I will be out tomorrow, and I don't know, or I'll be next week to look at a computer. So.
All right. Take a motion to approve the.
I motion we approve the Utah Consolidated Needs Assessment.
I'll second it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next, we have the camera station, which, Amy, do you want to go for Casey?
Do you want to talk about the cell phone impact on this one while you're here? So we essentially are moving money from technology into buying some cameras, a camera station labor. So what happened is, that's not your permit, that's look at the cameras that entered my photography. We have had 3 power outages. 2 of them have been substantial. And our battery backup didn't hold for the second one because they were so close together. So we lost a server on our cameras. And so we had no recording capability on our, how many cameras do we have now? 16? 19. So we lost our entire server. And so we have our secretary in that building, her husband does cameras and servers. So he came in and gave us a bid, and we replaced because we were losing security information because our alarm systems are on that same backup, and we didn't have any camera function for 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, well, it was working, it wasn't recording, which of course if an incident happens, that is essential to be able to have the recording.
So we replaced that. So this is, in full transparency, I did call Nick and say, this has came in over by $175 from what it needs to be, because if it's under $5,000, I only need his approval, but it came in above, and it's already been installed. So I'm asking you retroactively to help me pay this.
So it's functioning now and working? Okay.
It's great. I just installed it on my camera, on my phone this morning. So.
All right, motion to approve the spend of the camera station for $5,175.
I motion to approve the camera spend.
I second the motion.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. We'll move on to the damaged trailer.
Okay, so through much negotiation, the person who lost his trailer has come to this price. We did a bid, we went to our insurance, we have like done comparatives. He gave us comparatives. We've sat down and discussed where we are. So I'm asking for $6,000 to replace this trailer. And then there will be a donation given to the school, that amount, later on this year. So the responsibility falls on the situation. So
So this is an Opus trailer.
No, what happened with this, and we're going to do a failure analysis later on, is we do a trailer, we do a travel trip for all the kids to Oregon. Mm-hmm. And before we even left on the Sunday before, someone had donated their trailer, sitting next to you. And someone else had donated their car, and the car didn't pull the trailer, and it flipped over on their way up the entrance ramp to the freeway. So we've looked at, we've called all insurance, we've validated all insurance. There wasn't insurance on the trailer itself. You have to have a separate insurance that just covers the trailer and its belongings. And you can do it by trip, or you can do it by year, you can do whatever. We didn't have any of that. So it's been a negotiation. So we feel like we need to make it right. So we're paying that amount that's in the invoice. And then the other party that was driving was taking care of it later on.
We got lucky.
Yeah, we did. We did, that there were no kids in the car, and mom was injured. Absolutely.
Any questions? All right. Entertain a motion to approve the amount of $6,000 to be paid for a trailer that was damaged.
I motion that we approve $6,000 to replace the trailer.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I did a second. Who seconded that? I did.
Laura.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes.
I'm just stating that I'm recusing myself from voting on this one.
Gotcha. Thank you. All right. Lastly, early literacy plan.
So we have already looked at this pretty extensively when we met in the secondary library. This, for those of you who are new, this is something new through the state where we write and create an early literacy plan for our K-3 funds. There are three sections of the plan. Section one is just kind of how we address all the components of literacy. That's a chart. Section two is what we do. That has been added to a little bit as we realized that this is kind of in place of the UCA part of literacy. So you'll see that that's just beefed up. It's more detailed. And actually, now that you have access to this document, you know, it will allow you, if you are ever asked, to talk through all the amazing things we do for kids regarding literacy. So I hope you find this to be a really valuable piece of information. And then Section three is the actual goals, and there's two goals that were required, but we set three because then that way, first of all, it's more rigorous and includes more grade levels, but then also you can not meet one of the goals and still meet the overall requirements. So the main changes for the state were just completely semantic related to the goals. They don't affect the goals themselves. So one of the goals was a little bit choppy. Goal two, third grade teachers will increase the percentage of students who test well below benchmark at beginning of year and test out of well below benchmark at end of year to 45%. That was a really awkward goal the first couple times we had it, and then the state just wanted it to be written in that exact way. So there's some semantics with that, and then there were a couple tweaks to the percentages in goal one, but pretty minor. We had just not carried some ones when we were creating the data this summer. So overall, the plan is the same. We just made a couple small changes, and the state did ask us to bring that.
It's awesome. Nice work. It looks very good. All right. Any questions on that? All right. Motion to approve the updated plan after the minor USBE revisions.
It's WebKey too. Oh, you don't want it.
I know WebKey, yeah.
Anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make
I know
a
it's
motion
exciting.
To,
yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the early literacy plan.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Motion passes. Awesome work. All right. Report, CEO report. Amy.
Okay, so we've done data meetings with all the teams and all the teachers. They just got rescheduled. They start up for math in the next few weeks. It will take us 4 weeks to do every CTT in the building. So we formed a math task force. You don't want to talk about that in great deal. Just that
I was going to wait until we do our thing next month.
Okay. And then I put the academic committee dashboard on here as well because we updated all the data for you. Did you say you made copies of it?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. Do you want to hand them out to them or do you want to then talk a little bit?
All 3 years.
So, do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to talk about it?
Go for it?
Right. So, essentially, this gives you all of our data for the year. It's mainly just this year currently. So, if you look at Sage and Rise, it's going to be called Rise, but it was called Sage, but it just changed to Rise. And it's with a new testing entity, so they had to change the name. But it's essentially the same library, and except for when you get to the older grades, and then it's a hybrid, which I'm really excited about. Talk about that time. So Sage and Rise, those are our three tested areas, language arts, math, and science. And it shows you a progression. We put in a progression in the last 3 years, and it shows you by subject. So if you look at that, you can kind of see a decline, especially in math, which is why we opened the math task force, because we were concerned about our progress in math across the board. If you look at Dibbles, maybe you know what Dibbles is. Any of the movies know Dibbles? Yes, you do. So essentially, we have, it's a reading measurement, and it, what we did is we went through and we took the numbers that you're seeing, and we talked at the beginning of the year with their numbers from last year, so they could look for things like how many kids started out the year well below progress and made it, they became proficient, or moved anywhere, or if they stayed there and they never came out of there, and then we make plans for how you can attack that and what they can do, and we provide training and curriculum for them. And then we looked at, like, what if you had kids that came to us proficient and slid, went backwards? I know we don't want to talk about that happens, but it does. And so why did they not make developmental progress or academic progress? Let's talk about why. So the teachers have gone through this data with fine-tooth comb. This is their first test for this year. So it says BOY, which is beginning of year test. We do this again middle of year in the January window, and then we do it again at the end of the year, usually in May. So we'll see that progress. And this is when Stephanie's talking about the literacy plan, and there's an UGG goal, and she talks about the percentages in that plan. It's all based on these Dibbles numbers. Okay.
And in, so, in the columns in Dibbles, is that counts, student counts?
Number it's a head count.
Head count, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's percentage. A percentage. The numbers would be closer to like 100 per class. Okay. So it's a percentage of kids that are well below, percentage of kids below, kids that hit the benchmark, and kids that are above. Yeah. Sorry.
And one thing to note also is that this year we started the Reading Wonders program, and that does have a, for the language arts, and that will, that does have interventions that are all built into that. So that's our first year with this, with that program. And then we have the math, the Engage New York, and this is our third year with that. And we started the iReady, which is the intervention portion of it. That's new this year as well.
Very cool.
And there's some stuff around the bottom. Anything you want to talk about in there? In the character development?
No. Because that kind of ties into that stuff too. So.
Cool. Nice dashboard.
And then we have some new facilities. So we have some stuff to talk about with facilities. So Casey's going to talk about that.
Penny War last year that Leader and me did. The purpose of that was to get some playground equipment that some of the special needs kids could use, maybe some of the younger kids. So Son and I found two panels, playground panels. One's a tic-tac-toe, like things rotate, and another one, like the beads, counting beads.
Abacus.
Abacus, there we go.
That's awesome.
Beads, they're fun, slide them. So Drew and I put those in last week. They're just in the little courtyard in the back. Some of the grass was dead, it didn't get a lot of sunlight. It just bogged down, just broke it. So we took out all that grass, put in a curbing, put those in. We're gonna put some fabric down and bark. So it'll just be a little quieter area. The kids can go back there and do that little thing. Also, the outdoor libraries. If you look back there, you know, the path is kind of curved. We put two birdhouse looking things with a little plastic door on them, clear plastic door. I think Ryan made them, right?
Yeah.
Ryan made them, and a class decorated them, painted them. So you can put books in there. So we'll have books in there so kids can go into that little cove, grab a book, read for recess, put it back. So it'll be kind of a quiet place. So we put those in yesterday. So those are all dog poop stations. It's my finest achievement.
Is that going in your bio next revision?
So there's one down on that end on the street side, and then we put one in just here yesterday. There's just people like to walk dogs right there, and there's poop the kids are stepping in. So we put some dog poop station things in there.
Classy.
They are being used. So.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
We don't know who's going to empty them.
Yes.
That's detention.
Yeah. You kidding me? You have my daughter do it. She needs to work. She needs to clean up our dog at home.
Okay, I got that right.
Well, come on.
I'm going to teach her to do this.
You have it on recording. Yeah.
She knows how to dump a sewage tank from a trailer, so.
Oh, gosh, gross.
She just
needs to work
good.
On dog poop.
And leakage? Is that the.
Yeah.
We've got some. Every time we get a heavy rain, we get water spots on certain tiles, and there's some I-beams that are running, and the water is coming in somewhere, looks like from the brick, running down and dripping in the same places. So we've had some roof contractors come, and they have no idea, so we're in the process of getting with the actual contractor who did the whole work.
So, I mean, we're not up to that point yet where we have to... Do a whole replacement though, right? Or where are we at?
We don't know what we don't even know what if it's a replacement what there is to replace.
Yeah.
So we've got a.
Because nobody's there, like, we don't know, we can't do anything for you.
Right, because it doesn't seem like it's not coming from the actual roof.
It's like dribbling down like a.
There's like beam? It's coming through the brick, it looks like.
It's not coming through any of the vents.
Because then it hits one of the beams and it like runs down the beam.
So when it has a heavy rain, the same.
Andrew's like gotten into the
almost
crawl
space. The same tiles are getting the water spots. So
he hangs out and during a heavy
like,
rain.
So the crawl space. And I was like watching the water run down the hype. I'm like, oh. That comes out of the job description.
So we've got
a maintenance guy that's kind of helping us. We've got him on our help desk. He's assigned.
We could make a committee for
things. So he's gonna come. It's definitely not a full time thing. He just kind of comes when he can, but he's on that, so he can see some things. And I told him about that. He said, I want to be the hero of the school and figure it out. So I'm like,
that's great.
Do it. I said, Andrew will take you to some very nice restaurant.
Talk about the parking lot, too. I didn't put that on there.
The crosswalk is cool.
Well, I'm going to break your arm.
Okay.
We need to resurface the parking lot.
Well, they can redo it, right?
Yeah,
they can
redo that. So we only have one bid right now, and it was, $23,000 to fill the cracks, resurface all the stuff. It was actually a little less because they were going to repaint it in red.
Are you guys wanting to do that this year? Are you guys going to wait till summer and do it in the next fiscal year?
Yeah, it would have to be in the spring. We couldn't do it until the spring, so we could put it off until
summer,
which would be ideal.
That way we can budget easier.
But I've got two other companies. They said they're really busy, but they'll come later and get us an actual bid for it. So.
There's no rush right now.
If you look at it,
hold
it's cracked.
Just hold it.
And I worry because underneath that parking lot, there's
exactly.
a storm, what's it called, distribution type lake underneath there that they had us put in. And it's, I just worry about sinkage.
Yeah.
Giant sinkhole we're working
on. Well, it's
sinkage and leakage.
So I didn't know this, the guy explained it. There's like a top layer with the fine stuff. That's pretty much gone. So he said, I can just go down and I'll
just
start
rocks
pulling up. Bigger rocks. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you need to resurface before we have to replace it.
Yeah.
So the $23,000 is for a resurface versus redoing the whole thing.
Yeah, redoing it to be quite a bit more. So we have some cracks that are almost an inch wide, one kind of in between the buildings that goes all the way up.
But we're okay to go
just
another winter?
Just like this.
Yeah. They can't resurface it right now anyway.
You get Frost Tubes, right? You get like the Frost expansion and the Cracker Barn. It's all a chemistry thing, I'll say too.
Okay. that is facility. We're getting it under wraps.
We're learning a lot. I didn't know I was going to have like construction in my future.
Do we have like a timeline when general things will need to be replaced, like the roof or, you know?
Yeah, we have the whole maintenance program from Academica that has been put into a system. But big things like that, you just kind of have to, yeah, like our HVAC is now under control because we have those things, our doors, our yard, all those facilities. And the inspection was helpful. That's all up to date.
Yeah, the maintenance guy came and took care of all the inspection stuff.
So we're up to code on all everything. So the health department came last week and we're up to code on all of that.
Great.
Events?
Events. These are all the events that have occurred. So we had the carnival. They made the most money they've made. I think they cleared like $4,000, which is crazy. The soccer team, that week was insane. We had soccer, break day, carnival. Soccer took second in the state, and then we had the fun run on Saturday. A great week. That was awesome. Basketball started. Boys basketball and the girls, but there's not a lot of girls coming out yet, so we'll see. The OPA fun run, that's over, and the elementary parent teachers was last week, and Red Ribbon Week is in progress. You might have some conversation. I haven't had any, which is unusual. Because the two campuses are doing different things, I often get some pullback from parents, and I haven't had any this week. I'm not going to work. Have you got any conversation?
Nope, not just positives.
Yeah. And then I put all the upcoming events until our next official meeting. So Trunk or Treat is tonight. Tomorrow night there's supposed to be a junior high dance.
It's on.
Is it? This morning we had sold 7 tickets, so we were waiting until end of the day. Anyway, it's a blackout. So everybody's going to be wearing black. It's going to be great. And then kindergarten lit night, 6th grade lit night, and 4th grade lit night all in November. There will be other activities. We do have a week off for Thanksgiving break. And board finance pre-board is the same time, December 6th. At 4:00 in the afternoon, correct? And then the 13th is the upper board.
Cool. Questions? Thank you. Yeah. Any questions on the approved?
Excellent.
All right. Committee assignments. Fun times. All right. So I don't know. I'm sure you guys have seen boards or know a little bit about boards, or maybe know nothing about boards. But so we have our board meeting monthly, and then we do a lot of committee work outside, and then we just do like committee reports here. So a lot of the work for our board is done outside in committees, and they're led by someone on the board, and then Amy's usually on a lot of them, and then we use people at the school, teachers who are involved, or any other stakeholders. So I have recommendations for you guys for your committee. I would like you guys to try out the committees. If you hate it or you don't like it or you don't get along with the people, that's fine, and we can review that in a couple months. So right now we have the governance committee, finance, academic excellence, and then the development committee. Governance is headed by Steve, who's not here right now. He will be at our next board meeting. He's the past chair, and I recommend that Josue, you go with Steve on that committee and work with him. So if you'll reach out to him, we can get you his email contact. If you don't have it, just reach out to him, ask him if you have any committee meetings coming up. Typically the governance committee doesn't really meet because they do a lot of trainings, but if you guys can maybe meet and talk about what he's got. He had like 3 goals, and I think at our last board meeting he was like, oh yeah, we did all those 3, and I was like, all right, we'll come up with some new ones then. So we'll pressure him to come up with some new ones for January.
Set the bar low.
Encourage him to like get into like at least a meeting with you and kind of go over what he's got. He's a little bit of fly by his seat, so So yeah, governance committee, and then finance. Right now, we're just going to keep Laura and Tyler on it because Tyler's very green to it. Laura, this is Laura's like last year, so she's going to be gone. So I don't know how long you've been finance, but a long time. So Tyler's trying to soak in everything he can from her.
Yep.
Without once being able to come to the meetings.
Let's go to the first meeting.
All right. So.
I'm soaking.
So Tyler and Laura are working on that committee. Academic Excellence is headed by Sam. She's doing a great job, obviously, the dashboard that she's got. And let's see, Bill, I'd like you to work with Sam. So if that works out. And then, and I know Sam will be setting up some meetings for next month because we don't have a board meeting. And then Development Committee is me. It's a little bit... kind of got a couple subcommittees, but Stephanie, if you'll join me on that, it'll be awesome. So last year we concentrated really on the trips and revamped the policy on the trips, and then this year we're working on like marketing sponsorship, so we'll probably have a meeting next week on marketing and sponsorship. We don't really have a marketing plan right now, so we're trying to get that, and then we're also, we want to get money from businesses, so we have a sponsorship packet. We need to approve it and then start soliciting for that. So that's pretty much it. Anyone have any discussion or everyone cool with that? Cool. All right. Sweet. So reach out to your committee head or just reach out to each other. And if you two can get together more, I know we'll get together for the next pre-board. But yeah, that's pretty much all we got.
Do you have like a contact so that everyone can have each other's phone numbers and...
No, but we can, yeah, I can send that out. Yeah, I'll send that out this week. All right, next on the list, the task force needs. So I think there's two needs right now, which is retention and risk analysis. So with retention, we've seen a drop in our student population. Amy can talk a little bit about this, but and we talked a little bit about in pre-board, where I think we're down 30, up 5 students. And obviously we get funds from the state depending on how many students we have.
27 right now, 26.
So, and then lots of, and like she said, the you know, we used to have a huge backlog of students waiting on the wait list. It's dwindled down a little bit. And then we also have the issue with ninth graders just leaving for high school because high school starts in ninth grade. So
there's some academies. We're just talking to Monticello in Salt Lake. They actually just dropped in ninth grade. So people are like shifting. Charter schools are making the decision for ninth graders to do that. To go.
So and then do like an early.
I would move sixth grade over there and do a middle school.
So
does that seem to be the trend?
And then I'd add a preschool because every school in a 2-mile radius of us has got a preschool.
So yeah, it's starting as a task force just because we feel like in task force. So there's committees that are all year round, and then the task force is like we need something now. Like we need to take action now. So that's kind of what the task force is. So if it turns into or needs to be longer, like she's talking about, like eliminating ninth grade and moving or doing something else, then it can form into like a committee. But right now it's just going to be a task force, and you know, I think. I mean, I'll just let the task force meet. I have some ideas. You know, you can do an exit poll, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're okay with it, I would like Stephanie to lead that. And then I would like Sam and Steve and Josue on that. So if you guys could meet next month sometime, go through some stuff. On retention. And I don't think we need a solution in December, but just a report back on what you guys want to do or what you want to work on or the ideas. What's that?
We have four in a committee.
Huh?
We can't have four in a committee. How many board members? We have seven?
They
can have three, but you can have eight. No, you have eight. No, you're
four. Oh, so yeah, we're okay with four. Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay for a task force?
You just have to make the meetings open.
We can take Steve off.
So three.
Well,
three. Okay, we'll
take. Unless you want to have an open meeting.
No, we'll take.
We can post. We can make an open meeting.
We'll just take Steve off.
No,
probably
tough Steve here.
Okay, all right.
We'll just do an open. It's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Just post it,
so you want to work together and get that, and then Josue, if you can get there. So I think that'll be good. And then the second one, task force, obviously the trailer, and Bill, I would like you to lead that. And I'd like you to, not because, I mean, just, yeah, I think you'll be good at, like, a process analysis and, like, risk analysis. And last year went through the TRIPS policy and really revamped it. And I think we're, like, pretty well protected, but there's obviously holes everywhere and room for error. And anything can happen at any time. So I would like you to meet with Teresa and Amy. I know you know Teresa well, and then Amy should be there as well, as the principal. But, you know, luckily no kids were hurt. It could have been a lot worse. So obviously just kind of looking at, like, what could happen, and then, like, kind of with some worst case scenarios, and then running through, you know, if we need any actions from that. And I have, like, an example of one that you guys can take with you. So, just pretty quick in Excel with some columns, and then just running through, you know, I think the trailer should be first, trailer accident, and then, you know, also, like, trailer accident with a real accident, and then an accident with kids, and then just going through that, and then come up with some actions, and then, you know, we can also look back through the policy and make sure that we're protected with those risks. So I think that is pretty much it. Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Cool. So if you can report back in December, so you got basically like 6 to 8 weeks to, or 6 weeks or so to do that. So cool. Lastly, review upcoming tasks. So I guess I was going to say we don't have a board meeting for November, but we do now. So we will meet in November.
But we're just doing a hearing.
Just a hearing. Yes. Okay. So we'll open the meeting. I think we'll have to approve minutes, and then we'll do the hearing, and then we'll close the meeting. So it should be a little bit quicker than this one. So anyone have anything else? All right. I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I motion to adjourn.
I second that motion.
All right. We're done. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.